This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. International Human Rights Day being observed today, Nepal joins the occasion organizing various programs across the country. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights weak enforcement and institutional challenges in Nepal's fight against corruption. Sudurpashim Royals reads an NPL final. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Lumbini Lions face off in the Eliminator today. And Australia implements world-first social media ban for under-16s to protect youths online. Now, the news in detail. The 77th International Human Rights Day is being marked worldwide today under the theme Human Rights Are Everyday Essentials, reaffirming the global commitment to safeguarding and promoting fundamental freedoms. Across Nepal, various programs are being held to mark the occasion. President Ramchandra Pauwdel, Vice President Ramsahai Prasad Yadav, Prime Minister Sushila Karki and several political parties have extended the greetings, noting the significance of the day which commemorates the adoption of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights in 1948, which enshrines the fundamental rights to which every individual is entitled regardless of race, religion, gender or social status. In Nepal, the day continues to support public awareness efforts and initiatives aimed at strengthening a just and inclusive society. Prime Minister Sushila Karki says Nepal's fight against corruption is being undermined by weak law enforcement, an expensive election system, poor transparency and a kage culture within institutions. Speaking at a program marking International Anti-Corruption Day at Singhadarbar, the Prime Minister cited findings from the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, and civil society groups, noting that conflicts of interest, protection of corrupt individuals, and weak monitoring and evaluation systems continue to fuel misconduct. She said the growing use of modern technology has also changed the nature of corruption and warned that the involvement of powerful individuals often obstructs investigations and action. Furthermore, Prime Minister Karki announced that Nepal will soon unveil its second national strategy and work plan against corruption for 2025, prepared in line with the country's commitments under the UN Convention Against Corruption, which it signed in 2011. In the meantime, Gen Z movement leader Sudhan Gurung met Prime Minister Sushila Karki at Singhadarbar yesterday to discuss progress on a pending agreement between the government and the youth-led campaign. According to the Prime Minister's secretariat, Gurung sought updates on the steps needed to formally recognize the Gen Z movement and urged the government to expedite the process. He also raised concerns about the detention of several youths reportedly held for participating in the movement, noting that some had remained in police custody because they were unable to pay bail. Prime Minister Karki was briefed on these grievances, though details of the government's response were not immediately made public. Meanwhile, India's additional secretary for Northern Affairs, Munu Mahavar paid separate courtesy calls on Prime Minister Sushila Karki and Home Minister Om Prakash Ariyal in Kathmandu yesterday. The Prime Minister's secretariat said Mahavar and Prime Minister Karki discussed a range of bilateral issues during their meeting at Singhadarbar. In a separate meeting at the Home Ministry, Mahavar conveyed the Indian government's commitment to support the successful conduct of Nepal's upcoming House of Representatives election. India has pledged to provide necessary logistical and security-related materials for the polls. Mahavar arrived in Kathmandu on Sunday as part of his official visit. Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Ariyal has said the government's foremost responsibilities are to fulfill the unachieved aspirations of the Gen Z martyrs, uproot corruption and strengthen good governance. Speaking at a lamp lighting ceremony in New Baneswar yesterday evening to honour those who lost their lives during the Gen Z protest, the minister said that realising the martyrs' dream will be a top priority after the upcoming elections. During the event, the Home Minister also met with families of the martyrs at the event to hear their concerns and grievances firsthand. With 85 days remaining until the House of Representatives election, the Election Commission is reviewing the convenience and accessibility of polling centres across the country. The Commission said it will also cross-check voter list at each polling centre and update any missing or incorrect details. As informed by the Commission, the review process is ongoing and will continue until December 12 to ensure smooth and efficient voting for all eligible citizens. Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Development Dr. Madan Prasad Pariyar has warned of an impending water crisis, stressing the need for regional cooperation to ensure water security. He made the remarks at a strategic dialogue organized jointly by the National Trust for Nature Conservation and the Embassy of United Arab Emirates in Kathmandu yesterday, highlighting the alarming reality that nearly 4 billion people face water scarcity at least once a year. Minister Pariyar urged regional cooperation and coordinated efforts to reduce the risk of water depletion. The Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority, CIAA, has launched separate investigations into three additional issues related to the Pokhara Regional International Airport project following a case already filed in the special court over alleged irregularities worth 8.36 billion rupees. While 55 individuals, including politicians and officials, are defendants in the main case, the CIAA is now probing concerns over tax exemptions, hill-cotting at Chinedara and Rittepani, and the appointment of a consultant. Reports from the Public Accounts Committee and the Office of the Auditor General have highlighted potential irregularities, including tax exemptions totaling 2.224 billion rupees. 322 million rupees spent on hill cutting contrary to agreements, and a consultant being appointed with funds from the authority's budget instead of the project cost. A 3-month national mental health awareness campaign is set to begin today as a government initiative aimed at promoting open discussion and reducing stigma around mental well-being. The campaign will run until March 14, according to the National Health Education Information and Communication Centre, which briefed the media yesterday. The theme for this year's drive is Let's hold open discussions on mental health. Let's benefit from the campaign. Now, a sports news update. Sudur Pashchim Royals have advanced to the final of the ongoing Nepal Premier League NPL after defeating Biratnagar Kings by 77 runs in yesterday's first qualifier match at the TU Cricket Ground in Kirtipur. Biratnagar, however, will get another chance to stay in the tournament through the eliminator. Chasing a target of 156 runs set by Sudur Pashchim, Biratnagar was bowled out for 78 runs in 14.1 overs. Earlier, after losing the toss, Sudur Pashchim batted first and posted 155 runs for 7 wickets in 20 overs. Meanwhile, Kathmandu Gorkhas and Lumbini Lions will face off today in the eliminator match at the TU Cricket Ground. The match is scheduled to start at 4 p.m. Kathmandu finished third in the league stage with 5 wins and 2 losses, while Lumbini secured 4th place with 8 points from 7 matches. The winner of today's match will advance to play Biratnagar Kings in the second qualifier, while the losing team will be eliminated from the tournament. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. Australia has introduced a world-first ban on social media accounts for children under 16, a move described by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese as a proud day for the country. The legislation affects major platforms including Instagram, Facebook, Threads, X, Snapchat, Kick, Twitch, TikTok, Reddit and YouTube. Under the new rules, parents and children will not face penalties for violating the ban. However, companies that fail to comply could be fined up to $32 million. The government says the ban is aimed at protecting young people from harmful online content, including exposure to cyberbullying, sexual exploitation, and mental health risk. Critics, however, warn that the ban could isolate vulnerable teens and push them towards unregulated areas of the internet. Australian teenagers have expressed mixed reactions, with some feeling insulted and others suggesting they will quickly get over it. The legislation has attracted international attention, but questions remain about how the government will measure its success in protecting young people online. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain partly cloudy in the hilly region of Kosi and Gandaki province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. The division has also stated that there is no significant weather system affecting the country at present. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 18 and 20 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. International Human Rights Day being observed today, Nepal joins the occasion organizing various programs across the country. Prime Minister Sushila Karki highlights weak enforcement and institutional challenges in Nepal's fight against corruption. Sudarpashim Royals reads NPL final, Kathmandu Gurkhas and Lumbini Lions face off in the eliminator today. And Australia implements world-first social media ban for under-16s to protect youth online. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at radionepalonline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.